Yo. All right. All right. So this is my boom stand. Okay. I had a revelation this morning. I realized. Oh, all right. So first off, this is episode 2 of I guess I'm calling this the Whackness Podcast. And this is episode 2, and this is filmed, and this one is being recorded almost exactly a year after I recorded the first one. And I spent for the past year, I have restarted this podcast, I think like 10 or 15 times. And I realized this morning that I am a retard for doing that, wasting so much time. I realized that if I would have just, from the first time that I tried to make a podcast, the very first time that I tried to make a first episode, which was about a year and a half ago, if I would have just built off of that, I would be in a totally different place right now. But just the fact that I have restarted and made, I have created a first episode of this podcast, I swear, 15 times, maybe more, I don't know. And so what has happened over and over and over again for the past year and a half is that I have started and quit over and over and over and over and over again, man. And I'm sick of it. So I am making a stand right now. I'm no longer going to quit what I start. But the thing is, like, I haven't quit long term. Like, if I really quit this thing, like, then I wouldn't try to start it again. Like, just the fact that I keep trying to start it again and again and again, that says something. That means that I'm not a quitter. That means that I'm not the loser that you probably think I is. But look, I am. I know that I made the I came to the conclusion this morning that I am going to suck at doing this for at least 1 year. I will do this for 1 year. I will try to do this every day for a whole year. And I do not want anyone to listen to these first, like, maybe 100 episodes, because I don't think that they're going to be very good at all. I don't know if, So I think that, like, doing this whole podcast thing, I think that it is its own skill set of itself. It's like, I see it like some of the greats, like Bill Burr. Like, Bill Burr does his podcast by himself, and he rants for, I mean, up to like an hour just by himself. And that to me is so impressive, how he can just have this stream of consciousness going on where he just talks and talks and talks, and he keeps you entertained. He makes it funny, and he'll tell stories. He also fills up a lot of time with, like, you know, like some of the listeners will ask him some questions and stuff like that. But I really respect that skill that Bill Burr has. Alex Jones of InfoWars, he has it too. Rush Limbaugh, a lot of people, RSD Tyler, a lot of these guys, they talk for a living. And so, like, they've been in either in radio or in public speaking or something like that for decades. And so, like, those guys, they have this, like, stream of consciousness, just point after point after point after point, just one after another. And that to me just blows my mind, because I feel like I have the potential to do something like that. But I just would really like to just start and practice and do it. So that's why I'm here. I'm not going to put any sort of, like, stress on what I'm going to say or anything like that, because I know that nobody, thank God, nobody will hear these first few episodes, because they are gonna be boring. And I'm gonna practice trying not to say and trying not to I just said it. Well, is and the same thing? What about erm? Why is it that in books it says erm, E-R-M? Does the character actually say erm? Shouldn't it say I just said it again. Oh, great. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm going to say it more and more now that I'm thinking about it. All right. The point that I was trying to make is that I want to try to start this and do it as, this isn't going to work. I can't call it out like that. I can't call it out like that. All right. All right. No, I can say, I can say, and for the rest of this one, but for now on, no more ums, no more us, and no more erms. I'm gonna do this. All right. So I want to make sure that there's no, ums, us, any silent pauses, like longer than 2 or 3 seconds, because that to me is just, you just never hear it. I think that's like a general rule in radio, right? I may have to, why don't I look this up? Right? Like, don't people go to school for this kind of thing? I guarantee you, I'm calling it right now. I guarantee you that I can learn 90% of what journalists and broadcasting majors learn in like a 30-minute Google search. I guarantee it. You can learn the cream of the crop of every major in like 15 to 30 minutes. I swear. So I think what I'll do is I'll go online, Google, and get my education, get my Google education, just to see like how do I become a public speaker? Because I speak to people, I'm more of a private speaker. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to speak in private. And I'm more of like a personal, like face-to-face kind of speaker thing. Thing is, I don't mind like speaking in front of like a crowd, like, you know, I don't like get nervous about doing like presentations and stuff like that for like, you know, like for school or for something like that. I mean, that's not a big deal to me, but thing is like, if I know what I'm talking about, I don't have any problem with public speaking, but sorry, but my voice is all rough and baritone. I've been doing vocals all day, but I don't know what I said on the last one. Sorry. This is how I scratch my throat. Oh, I feel so good. And then I do this like this yawn thing where like I open up my throat as wide as possible. Listen to it. That's the sound of my throat like smacking up against itself. I don't know what I said on the last one. So this kind of really is no, it's not. This is not the first one. I refuse to call this the first podcast because I've done this a dozen damn times. I'm sick of it. No. This is number two. This is number two. Okay. My voice is so baritone. It's so baritone. And it is baritone because I did vocals. I screamed. On the microphone for this song, I shouldn't sound like this. This is what I sound like, Stephen. I couldn't even pretend to know even how the German language even sounds. Because the thing is about German is that I know like everyone says, why are they so angry? Why do they sound so angry? But to me, it's like, it all just sounds like one big word. Like don't they have like 26 letter words? Like aren't there, like, I'm pretty sure that like they have a few words with like the whole alphabet inside of them, don't they? I don't know. But man. I have made like, I hate to make this thing about me because like, look, if I think of something more interesting to talk about, then I'll talk about it. But like all that's going through my head right now is me, because no one is more important than me. No one is more important than me. Please get out of here. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, dude, I have, I am convinced that the devil is real. I swear to you, and I'm not joking. I swear. I promise that the devil, Satan himself, is real. I swear. And I say that because it's like every single time that my life starts to look up, things start to go well, and I start to have like realizations and stuff about like maybe I should do things this way or that way, or not like I do that a lot. It's just like every once in a while, you know how like I feel like a whole new person every like 9 months. Like every 9 months I go through some sort of like dramatic like change where I'm a totally different person. And like lately I've been going through this like this motivation like get off my butt and do something kick, where, and I think that it's like a permanent change. I seriously do. Like, I think that I'm permanently changing with this. And every time that something like this happens, it's like a dark cloud of sadness and just evil spirit just like comes over me. And it's just like, and now that I know what it is, it's like, I like the only thing that you can do is double down. I double down and I go, I know what this is. This means that things are going well, because for some reason, maybe it's just like, just the law of the universe where everything in nature has to achieve homeostasis, you know, balance each other out. So if I'm doing too good, and if I'm having two good thoughts and everything's going good for me and I'm making the right choices and all that, it's like that has to be balanced out by evil and villainy. And that to me isn't fair, but I mean, thing is, that's why it's so like, maybe that's what Satan is. Like, isn't that what Satan is? Like temptation and evil? And like omens and all that stuff. Like, maybe what in the world? Get thee behind me, Satan. I have had that thought for a while too. You know, I don't know, but yeah, this is boring. Nobody's listening to me. Ooh, watch. Watch me get like really good at this, and then in like 15 years, people come back to this episode and they're like, who the hell is this guy? You know what? I'm gonna curse. Fuck. There, I said it. Now I can talk, I can speak freely. I feel so constricted being in front of this microphone. I shouldn't feel this constricted, man. Like, I feel like I can't say what I need to say, what I want to say, you know? Like, I should be able to go off on all sorts of different stuff, but it's like, man, thing is, I have like controversial thoughts in my head, but if people in real life actually ask me what I think about certain stuff, my answer will always be, I don't really know. I don't know, especially with politics and world events. I have been burned so much. I have been shown that I was wrong so many times with politics, and with politics, that I almost just want to just not even pay attention to it anymore. Like it puts me in a bad mood. It's nothing but lies. If there's the truth, I don't even know if it's the truth or not. Like, how am I supposed to know what's a lie and what's truth? These people are straight up evil. They are straight up evil. And I'm not saying all politicians are. I think that there's a lot of really good, there's a lot of very good patriotic congressmen. There's a lot of congressmen that are patriots, I swear. There's a lot of them like that, and there's a lot of people in government that are, and a lot of the FBI and a lot of the CIA and all of those people, they're really good people. They're just like you and me. But man, there are some bad eggs. There are some bad eggs that just lie, cheat, and steal. The kind of stuff that I found out about just like how wars are started, how they will literally, set up what's called a false flag, were like that's what 9/11 was, where they plan attacks and then they blame it on someone else and so they can go to war with them to make money. Dude, that is so evil. I can't even like begin to like describe like can you imagine the amount of mental anguish and spiritual just absolute anguish that you would feel after causing 9/11 or like to start a war for money because you're so greedy and selfish and satanic? Like, can you imagine the mindset of somebody to do something like that? I mean, that to me is so, I understand that in order for extreme good to exist, you have to have extreme bad and that everything has to balance out, like what's happening to me. Like, but the thing is, there has to be more evil than good. Like, in order to have, because humans are imperfect, only 10% of what we make is worth a shit. Excuse my language, but only about 10% of what human beings make is actually worth a shit, and it's actually it's actually worth keeping around. 90% of everything else has to be destroyed. It has to be destroyed. It has to. It has to be burned to the ground because human beings we suck so much that we cannot be trusted to build anything. I mean, like, look at America. I know that I want to go back to my old point, but like, look at America. Like, man, the founding fathers, when they created this country, and I don't mean this as, I know that it's cliche to say things like this about the founding of the United States, like America's the greatest country on earth. But really, like, if you really look at other countries and the history of other countries too, and you look at the values and principles that America was founded on in the beginning, those founding fathers must have been creaming their pants. They must have been, oh my, they must have been like, oh my God, look at what we're making. Look at this. Look at what we're making. Like, we're starting all over. This is going to be, there's no way that this could go bad. And they're kind of wrong because it's kind of going bad now. It really got bad with the Civil War. That should not have happened at all. That was fought over money and resources too. But I mean, there needs to be, look, I don't want some sort of like American like revolution or some sort of like coup where we have to just burn down the Capitol and just start over. But there definitely needs to be some sort of reform on all fronts, because the problem with any sort of democracy, which is not as good as what you probably think, democracy is not like this like holy grail of ways to run things, because the average person is borderline mentally retarded, or at least they're not informed. At least they're not informed. And so with a democracy, what ends up happening is what's happening now, is that the people in power have to, in some ways, appeal to the people. And so when you have to appeal to the people to get votes and all this, right? So you can get votes. So the stakes are you either win or you lose, and you can change the course of humanity. So whatever it takes, and I'm on this side too, literally whatever it takes to win, you have to do. You have to do. I don't care who has to die, who has, like, what lies have to be spread, what laws have to be ignored. Like, if you're running for any sort of official office in the federal government, you really have to do whatever it takes, like, and lie, cheat, and steal, whatever it takes to get into power, because you know that everyone else is doing the same thing, and like, it is inevitable. That game is inevitable, and it's not just men wanting to be aggressive. It's, you know, it's, there's a lot of women too. It's just, that's just the game that's being played, man. But the thing is, like, the, that's the power game. And the problem with that is that it's very similar to the money game in that, like, there's never a winner. You can never win the power game. Even when you're the president, you're still someone's bitch. No matter what you do, no matter what job you work, you will always be somebody's little bitch. I promise. And of course, you know, just because you have a job, that doesn't mean that, like, your boss treats you like a bitch. That's not right. There's a lot of respectful, you know, people out there. But what I mean is that there's always someone above you. The president is not the most powerful person on earth. A lot of those guys are bought and sold. Why is it that Trump hasn't done anything about the immigration thing? Or, like, sorry, he has, but, like, why hasn't he done, like, if he's so powerful, then why can't he just force the wall up? Why can't he just force that wall? I'm sure that it's because it has to be funded and all that. And, you know, he's not as powerful as what people think that he is. He can control prices of certain stuff and, you know, sign executive orders and all that. But, man, the thing is, all right, so back to democracy. The problem with our system of government here in America is that you go straight. Like, when it was formed, it was on the straight and narrow for a long time. But then it's how the communists work it is that you slowly guide it one little centimeter each at a time. You move it over and over. Like, imagine a ship that's sailing north. If that ship turns right 1 degree, like, after 500 miles, it is going to be far away from its destination, right? So when the country's going forward, you move it over 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees over the course of 200 years, man, you can change the whole, you can change the course of where it's going. That's my point. So the problem with that is that where we are now with so many lies and all that, we actually need a fascist dictator to strong arm him to force himself into power through some sort of military coup and change all these insane laws, delete the FDA and the EPA, change the child sacrifice abortion laws. I mean, the amount of things that have to be done, they cannot be fixed with democracy, with votes. They cannot be fixed like that, because it will take 150 years to do that. That's the problem with the system of government, is that you force out evil dictators, but you eventually need that guy to come fix everything. So that's what has to happen. I'm sorry. Like, that sucks. That sucks. But, and I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to be the case, but I think, I don't know. Unfortunately, I think that's the case. That's how I see it, at least. Thing is, that's how I see it now, but I'm going to hear something in 3 days that's going to change my mind. And I'll have to, like, come back on here and go, yeah, it's not going to take a dictator to fix this. It's going to take, like, just some sort of, like, technocratic bureaucracy that just basically just where everyone kind of forms their own government. And then, like, they kind of start their own laws on their own land. But anyways, man, that would be something. What if, like, every piece of private property became its own government, and we all, like, all Americans went to war? We should call that the Civil War. All right. I am not funny, because I start talking about democratic overthrown democracies with evil dictators. But if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. When I decided to do this every single day, I decided to do it for 30 minutes. But you know what? If it goes over, then it goes over. If it goes to 45 minutes to an hour, I don't care anymore, okay? I don't care. Look, I'm at 25 minutes right now, all right? I am. Thing is, dude, I cannot explain to you, man, like how long it took for me just to do that, like just for me to realize this. It's such a simple truth. Just do it. Now I know why Nike says that, man. Just do it. There is no planning. I swear, nobody's listening to this, but I like to pretend like there is. If anybody, I swear, if anybody is thinking about doing something and they're like planning it out like way too far in advance where they're like, well, I have to get the camera up and it has to be a specific video resolution and I have to be positioned in this way and I have to wear this and it has to be this time of day so the lighting is consistent. These are the exact thoughts that I've had. And the lamp should be, what should it be, there or should it be there? Should the lamp be here? How should I position the microphone? What should I talk about? Why don't I like do like segments and then like plan out these segments? Dude, those were my thoughts for the past year and a half. And the thing is, dude, nothing happened. Nothing happened. It's when because the thing is, like, I think that a big problem of mine was that I overestimated just how like talented I was going to be when I started. And I am not. That's why I keep restarting this stupid thing, is that like every time that I start it, I watch it and then I'm like, oh, but then like I delete it and then like it gets to me and then like I turn into this little baby. Like I wasn't good at something the first time I tried. Thing is, I'm not like this with anything else. I swear. Like I started to run when I was like 14, 15. I knew that I sucked. Like there was no lying about it. You know what I think that it is? I'm not like this with anything else except for this, because it like being it, like talking by yourself and like about just random stuff is deceptively hard. It is very difficult to do. Like I've always thought that being a stand-up comic was kind of easy. And, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts with stand-up comics and they will swear up and down that it is not as easy as people think that it is. And I think that they're right. Then I start to think about it and I'm like, you don't just go up there and just start talking. Like if people aren't laughing, then you have to like compensate for that a little bit. You could just ignore it and just like pile through and just push through it. But yeah, I think also you really have to perform your act with basically zero nerves. You have to have no nerves, because just a little bit of nerves and you're just like you can give a presentation, you can give a PowerPoint with a little bit of nerves. That's not a big deal, because you're just relaying information and it's not your timing. People don't care about your timing. People really don't even care like actually what you're saying. But with like a stand-up comic thing, like being a stand-up comic, like you literally have to be cool as a cucumber up there. And I've never done it, but you have to be cool as a cucumber, because, and I'm just making up these points, like this may or may not be true, but you have to be cool, because if you have a little bit of nerves, it's going to affect you and people are going to like not, they're going to notice that your timing is off. They're going to notice like your state of mind. And yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, all right. So I can only record 30 minutes for this. So I'm just going to stop right here. Stop at 29 minutes, 15 seconds. All right. I'm going to do this I'm going to shoot for doing this every single day. This is going to be my new thing. I suck at this. I'm not good at this. No more lying to myself. No more starting over. I'll never quit again. I'll never quit again. I'm doing this every day for the rest of my life. I'm going to do this for the rest of, I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to shoot for it every day. And I don't care if I suck. In fact, I welcome to be being criticized. Yeah.